A federal government report released this week said climate change will probably pose a significant national security challenge for the U.S. over the next two decades. Along with that report, President Obama signed a presidential memorandum requiring federal agencies to account for climate change's impacts when developing national security policy. The White House said there's an increasing need for collaboration among scientists and the intelligence and national security communities. Here in Arizona, ASU's Global Security Initiative, or GSI, is putting together a new program on climate and national security. Dave White of the university's School of Community Resources and Development and a Global Security Fellow with GSI is with me to give us more details on the program. Dave, where do climate change and national security intersect?
Climate change impacts will include things like rising sea levels, increased storm surges, more frequent droughts and floods, and other extreme events. And these impacts will affect not only the infrastructure for the U.S. national security apparatus, including things like military bases, but also affect planning and operations both here and abroad.
And how unpredictable, Dave, based on what we know so far about climate change, how unpredictable could any of these things be? I mean, obviously, you're trying to plan as much as you can. How much can planning impact this?
Planning is critical for this. So it is imperative that we not only consider the most immediate and current threats to our national security that arise from political conflict, terrorism, and other related threats, but we also must consider the long-term threats that climate change impacts will pose. The defense community and the intelligence community consider climate change to be a sort of threat multiplier. It can exacerbate other problems by undermining the security, for instance, of food, energy, and water supplies, not only domestically, but in countries that are of strategic importance to the United States around the world.
Dave, in the memorandum that the Obama administration put out, one of the phrases that struck me, the costs of preparing for, responding to, and recovering from the impacts of climate change are expected to increase in the coming decades. How significant do you think the wording of preparing, responding, and recovering are there?
I think that is significant, and certainly it is most cost efficient and effective to prepare for, to mitigate the effects of climate change on our national security interests rather than recover from those impacts. And so that might mean recovering from the effects of major storms. Those recovery efforts might involve hurricanes, storm surges, and other impacts on our infrastructure and the impacts on our logistics in terms of supporting our national security apparatus around the world.
And David, it seems to me this is such a multi-pronged set of challenges because here in the desert, we may worry about not having enough water, for example. There may be areas of California that worry about wildfires. Not that we don't worry about that here. We do, of course. And then if we think about the eastern seaboard, some of the wild hurricanes and storms that they've had, does that make it more difficult or does that actually make it easier because it seems like everyone needs to be at the table from some aspect of this?
So climate change is the quintessential so-called wicked problem. It is a complex set of interactions that impacts all aspects of our security, health, energy, infrastructure, et cetera. And the Global Security Initiative at ASU is positioned well to bring together different disciplines, different researchers, and different agencies to address this challenge. And because of the complexity of the challenge, as you mentioned, all of these interacting elements, it actually requires us to create a very complex set of solutions. And so from my end, this is the perfect challenge for a university and our partners from the national laboratories and folks like New America to be able to tackle, because it's not something that's easily addressed by one particular organization or agency of the government.
And Dave, finally, how flexible does an initiative like this have to be? Is this one of those things where the initiative and the people involved need to be ready to pivot quickly?
Absolutely. I think flexibility and adaptability is critically important. What we're trying to do is shift toward a more anticipatory approach with looking at the impacts of climate change and how it affects all aspects of the U.S. economy, security, and health systems. And so what we would like to do with the Global Security Initiative and the climate and national security programs is to create a coalition of researchers and others who can respond quickly to changing needs and synthesize different reports, data, information, and create usable science that can help inform this administration and the next administration as we move forward.
Dave White of ASU's School of Community Resources and Development. We've been talking about the university's Global Security Initiative.